What's going on, guys? I'm Alex. Welcome to another episode of the BSR Show. We are the Black Series Rebels. With me this week is my boy, Cisco Kid.
Hey, Alex. What's up, my dude?
This is our second episode in our Marvel Month theme. Cisco, how have you been, buddy? What's going on?
I've been good, man. Today is Cinco de Mayo.
It is Cinco de Mayo. Did you do anything special? Any fun plans?
Nah.
Not even like some like six street tacos or
I didn't even have
nothing
today, man. I didn't. What did I have today? I had lunch with my wife.
All right.
I had a healthy sandwich and that's it. Pretty mellow Cinco de Mayo. I
haven't not, done anything. Not carne asada street, not El Pastor street tacos and a Modelo.
No, I probably should have done that, but no, I didn't.
Would that be your go-to? Like, let's say you were going to have like Cinco, what's your meal of choice for Cinco de Mayo?
Ooh, that's a good question. Street tacos, you can never go wrong with street tacos.
You can't.
I might fuck with some fish tacos.
Ooh.
We got a fish taco spot that I love. Just like, you know, I can walk to from my house.
Bro, I fucking love fish tacos. I don't get them a lot, but I love them.
One of these days when you come out here for something, if you need to drop something off or something, we're going to stop at Tacos Ensenada, which is just like literally not even a block away from my house. We'll stop down there and get some fish tacos.
Do they grill them, or is it grilled or fried or both?
You can do either. Yeah.
But what do you go for normally? You go fried?
Yeah. But they have a grilled one that's really good, that I've heard is really good, even though I've never had them. But they also do the shrimp cocktail, you know, in the cup. It's just like the shrimp and all of the, it's sort of like a ceviche. It's got all the citrus juice and chiles
totally.
And everything are in there.
Amazing.
That's really, really good. They have a caldo that Stacy always likes, which is like their fish soup. Stacy will get that during the winter unless she really likes that. But you can't, I tend to now go with their fish burritos, which are like ginormous burritos that are like this big. But yeah, dude, one of these days come down here and we'll fuck with some fish tacos.
Hey man, I'm down because my wife's not a big seafood person. So if I ever get a chance to have seafood, I try to.
Is it all types of seafood for Sarah?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. She's been very adventurous of like, she tried an oyster. She's trying like she
that
likes,
is challenging for the first
that
time.
Is I don't even like oysters like I can't even do an oyster like that's I was like damn like mad respect for trying that oyster but she's like she can do like fried shrimp now she can do like salmon's a little too fishy but I've seen her do mahi mahi. She's done
I'm not
a
big salmon guy myself either. This is like a weird conversation to get into on our show to start it off. But I was just
everyone's like fuck, they're finally talking about Marvel and they open on 4 minutes about what kind of fish they like. Steve's not here so the programming's a little wild.
I'm super weird about salmon. My wife really loves salmon and for me sometimes depending on how it's cooked it can be a little too oily for me, you know, like when it's like
for sure
it just gets that like salmon oily taste.
It's very fish oily, it's very fatty, it's a fishy fish.
Yeah, salmon. The only time I really like salmon is when it's smoked, but only smoked well. Like I don't like getting like smoked salmon from like Trader Joe's or something,
like the lox style. You like it like
that's
smoked.
Like too dry. But there's a Earth Cafe, they do a smoked salmon in one of their salads that is like my favorite thing ever.
Well, that sounds stellar. What did I do this weekend? Mine was pretty chill, man. In keeping with theme, I watched Black Panther.
Well, my weekend wasn't chill. Did you ask me about my weekend?
Yeah. Well, how was your weekend?
My weekend was nuts.
What'd you do? What happened?
Our daughter turned two on the week before. Thank you. We kept her alive for 2 years.
Congratulations. Good job.
Yeah,
keep it up.
She turned two right before the weekend. So we had a little get together on Sunday for her. It was in keeping with our theme for this month, it was a Marvel theme party.
Who's your favorite Marvel character?
None. She doesn't care.
Doesn't care yet.
I hope it's Tony Stark because we named her after him.
What about Alana? Does Alana have a favorite yet?
She likes Spider-Man.
Good taste.
As she should. She likes the Hulk a lot too. She's got
interesting
At my parents' house, my brother. So this is when the very first Ang Lee Hulk came out. We got my brother the fists, and so they still work. And so she found them one day when we were over there, and she was running around just like Hulk smash and like punching people with them and stuff. And I was like, all right, cool. She likes Hulk.
That's awesome, dude. I watched Black Panther. And then it was a pretty chill, kind of like a sleepy weekend, trying to recover from a pretty long week, but It was a lot of chores. I did two huge bike rides. I actually rode up by where you live.
Yeah.
I rode up from Burbank up into Rose Bowl, and then from Rose Bowl up into Montrose, and then down into Sun Valley. And then down by like Latuna Canyon and off of that, it was a long, hot, deserty bike ride. But I'll tell you what, man, I felt like a motherfucking superhero at the end of that thing. I was very proud of that.
I love Montrose, dude. Montrose is dope.
It's a dope city. It's more like a little town, but like it's cool. Yeah.
My father-in-law actually works at the hospital right by there.
The USC one?
Yeah.
Yep. Rode right by it.
And we used to do this thing pre-kids where we would go meet up with him and we would go on little hikes in the trails behind I can't think of the name of the, it's not the Arboretum, it's not the Huntington Park.
The Sconso Gardens.
We would go, there's like these cool hill trails behind there.
Oh yeah.
And we would go on these hikes and then afterwards we would go watch a movie at the UA.
Yep. I rode right by that UA and I thought to myself, you are only 2.5 weeks away from being able to go to any movie theater in LA and enjoy a movie. Like
that UA is cool. Have you ever been there?
Yes, I have. It's a rad theater. I think I saw Zero Dark 30. I saw something there, but it is a cool theater. It honestly, man, I still have faith that the Arclight's not going anywhere. I actually really do. I think now I got faith now knowing that like there's been zero news on it makes me go, oh, they're talking about it. Like there's no, like we're not hearing anything about like save the Arc Light or save the dome. It's just been full zero, like radio silence on it. So I have
it open?
No, it hasn't even opened since it closed for quarantine, which none of the Pacifics.
Okay.
Which makes me think they're in talks
to figure
somewhere.
It out.
Like there's enough money in Hollywood to save those movies, like those theaters. Anyway, speaking of saving movie theaters, we got some fun Marvel news to talk about this week. So with that being said, let's take it to Excelsior News. You like that Excelsior news?
Yo, I got so hyped when you said Excelsior because the first thing that we should just talk about is what? The thing that Marvel released.
Yes, exactly.
That's narrated by Stan Lee.
Yes.
So great. I got so emotional listening to him.
I love being with people. It's the most incredible thing in the world.
What are you doing? Oh, this is nice.
That world may change and evolve, but the one thing that will never change, we're all part of one big family. We are Groot. That man next to you, he's your brother. That woman over there, she's your sister.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
That's right.
We're all part of one universe.
Wakanda forever!
That moves ever upward and onward to greater glory.
your left.
You know, we've talked a lot on this show, and it's not fair. It's not fair to do this without Steve-O, but this is the news.
Yep.
And I'm going to do it. And I know I have an ally in this a little bit, somewhat. But like that video, I'm sorry, but like all that did, like all it made me want to do is be like, all of you pretentious folks out there, we don't need to name names, are going to be so grateful for this fucking movie franchise because it might just save your art form. Like when this trailer came out, I went, movie theaters are going to be so grateful to have the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And the fact that they held every movie and they went, nope, we're waiting. We know it's going to come back. And I think it's going to be right on time. And this, the fact that they said, go back to the theater. They don't need to do that. Yeah. They could throw this shit on iTunes or on Disney Plus, and they will still make,
yeah, hundreds of millions of dollars. You think people aren't going to pay $29.99 for Black Widow? I would have done it.
Honestly, dude, like, and this is not even, if it was $100 to rent Black Widow, I would at least call two friends and be like, yo, let's pay-per-view Black Widow.
Yeah, no doubt, right? Yeah, like
right? Pay-per-view. I know you would be here, or we would be at Steve's, and we'd be like, all right, what are we doing? We're watching Black Widow.
That's a good point. We would do that for fights. We'd be like, hey, you want to watch UFC? Come over. We'll all throw in $20 and watch it.
I would do it for any Marvel movie. And honestly, man, I'm not even saying that I'm above buying it again to watch it by myself if I loved the movie. Like,
right.
Let's imagine we rented Infinity War for the first time, and you were like, oh, man, for like $50, I could just fucking throw that baby on the TV, like,
yeah,
have another 2 hours. Yeah, fuck it. Like, you know, like, yeah. And when this trailer came out, it really, obviously it spoke to us as Marvel fans, as movie fans, but as a comic book reader, Cisco, what was it like to hear the fact that they chose Stan Lee to kick that thing off? How did that, tell me about it. How do you feel?
I mean, I just think it's really on point, you know, like, these are all his creations. He had been in basically every one of the movies. And, you know, we're going to miss him. We already do miss him. You know, nobody's here to say that Stan Lee is perfect or, you know, didn't have his faults or whatever. But, you know, he was the guiding light for the Marvel company for such a long time. Co-created so many different characters and just was the ultimate salesman, you know, even during their like roughest times. And so to hear his voice over all of these now kind of like classic and nostalgic images that resonate with us is heartwarming for me, you know, and I think for a lot of people.
Yeah. I nobody's perfect. And again, like I said, and I talked about it a little bit on the episode that'll air after this, is like, sometimes I'm a little unplugged for better and for worse for like a lot of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes of stuff like this. So I don't know. I know Stan Lee has been around for a long time. Anybody that has amassed that amount of power, you're bound to have people either say or have opinions on how they achieved what they achieved. Like, I totally get it. And the same goes for the person I'm going to compare Stan Lee to, which is, he's kind of a Walt Disney in a sense, where he has created so much joy for people in the world through storytelling. And he's made people feel like they belong. He's given them a place, and he's done that through originally the power of comics, and now in the power of cinema. And it oozes off of that trailer in the sense that I really did feel like it was the first, that truly was, minus the getting my vaccine or whatever, that was the moment, that Marvel trailer, when I went, this is almost over. I'm almost able to go back to the theater and do the thing that I love more than anything,
right?
Which is watch movies. And to have Stan talk about it, see these images, and then cut to the audience reaction to Endgame.
Yeah.
Brilliant, because you go, that's why we have a theater. It is a communal experience. It is not as simple as like, it's just a big screen. I don't subscribe to that.
Yeah.
It's not just a big screen. It is a communal collective experience. And one of the reasons why we'll talk about the ArcLight a lot is I used to always say, it's like seeing a movie at a museum for movies.
Right. Yeah. 100%.
It's like, hey, you're here to witness art. So turn your phone off, be quiet, and you can't come in after the movie starts, because if you're not there to watch the first line of dialogue, you can't fully take in this piece of art. And I think that that's a really, all of those feelings and emotions come up for me when I watch a clip like that Marvel bit. Mm-hmm. And then it goes right into the fucking slate.
Yeah, dude.
Buddy, as a Marvel fan, come on, hit me with A, your reaction to that powerhouse slate, and then B, tell me what you're the most stoked on.
Oh man, I don't even know. I don't even know, man. I guess I'm super excited for Black Widow because it's going to be the first one. And it just looks really good. It's got such a good cast.
I know. It's like, holy shit. I'm going to like fucking cry it. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, yeah, dun, dun.
Dude. All of that. And I can't wait to see the new sort of like, if they're going to do a new animation, you know, for the introduction of the new phase.
Honestly, I could see them doing it and having them go, welcome back to the movies. Like, I could see awesome. Them literally doing something like that, like opening with something like that. Like, you have no idea how much it means to us that you've chosen to come back and support this franchise. It post this pandemic. Like, I could see them doing that.
Yeah. I'm so excited for Shang-Chi. I wasn't, you know, when I just heard that it was announced, like I was just kind of like, oh, Shang-Chi, okay, like whatever. I'm not that familiar with that character. I don't know enough about it. But now after seeing the trailer and seeing what it's gonna look like, I'm so excited for it. Seeing our first look at the Eternals is, you know, great. I can't wait for that.
I have a weird feeling that Eternals is going to be kind of lauded as like the first cinematic special, like the real special Marvel movie. There's something about the momentum of like the Oscar win going right into Eternals where I'm just like, could this be the one where people go, oh,
for me, it's going to have to be because I'm not a big Angelina Jolie fan.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like whatever about her. So it's going to have to be super kick-ass.
Yeah. I mean, I just have this weird feeling in my soul that Eternals is going to be really special.
I'm going to like it. I know it already. You know, that's for sure. Seeing the Guardians 3 date.
I know.
Be up there.
It did. It had a really cool graphic too. It was like, had like the cool blinky LED kind of like arrows that kind of, I was like, whoa, that's funky. Did it have a title or did it just say, or just a Guardians Volume 3, right? Just Volume 3, I think.
I think so. And then we got Love and Thunder, obviously, that title.
Wakanda Forever.
Yes.
Oh, I think we might have already had that title, but.
For which one?
Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Oh, Wakanda Forever, yeah. Spider-Man, we can never.
No way home.
No way home. No way home. Then we got the
Madness
Marvels.
In the Multiverse.
Madness in the Multiverse.
Is it the Marvels?
The Marvels, yeah.
Which are the Marvels? Is Captain Marvel a Marvel?
I don't. Not like how Shazam is. You know, that's like a different thing. I don't know what they're doing in that movie. I have no idea. And calling it the Marvels is crazy to me. So I don't know what that movie's going to be like.
Who knows?
But
probably going to be good.
The thing that like I didn't expect and kind of tripped me out, and I haven't seen anybody talking enough about it, is the flash of the four at the very end.
Yes.
I know that it could be for phase four,
but it looks like a Fantastic Four 4.
It's for sure Fantastic Four.
Yeah, but like nobody's talking about it. I'm like,
yeah. And they're, well, Fantastic, give me an announcement. I think they're, it's intentional. The like sure. vague,
they're
it's
like,
it's gotta be John, it's gotta be Krasinski, right?
Oh man, I hope so. And Emily Blunt. And
it's gotta be the two of them. And they're like, listen, don't give them fucking anything.
So what until are they that fucking for, guy? D23,
or I could see it as it's the Black Widow end credit stinger. Mm. I could see them doing that, or like Spider-Man or one of these movies coming up. Yeah. That's the stinger is like Krasinski. I thought for sure it was going to be the stinger on WandaVision. I was like, it's for sure going to be.
I think, but everybody thought it was going to be tied in to WandaVision, but yeah, whatever, dude, do it. Let's get it.
What it like? Do you think that? Let's say this run of Marvel movies comes out specifically this year. After the year that movie theaters have had, do you think there's a world where like some of these folks that have been so anti Star Wars and superhero movies and just kind of like tired of the homogenization of cinema, which they have a point. I don't disagree Absolutely. With the point, but we're kind of not at a point right now to criticize the movies that are coming out. We just fucking need movies to come out. Do you think there's a world know. Where it like, some of these folks come out and they're like, I'm not going to lie, the superhero movie saved cinema. Or do you think they'd be willing to even do that?
I don't know. I think it would be nice. It might be expecting too much. I think there's a lot of pride going on with some of these old fogies. And
totally
the, like get off my lawnness of it all. And the, like,
it is all a little get off my lawn. It's a very like music today is just too darn loud. Like it's got a little bit of that. I totally get it.
When I hear someone say Marvel movies are for kids, it's like, it's a whole lot of kids watching these movies, bro.
Also too, like, you know, we're going to talk about Winter Soldier is our first midnight movie club. That movie's not for kids. Kids can totally watch it, but like, I'm sorry, kids aren't really big on that whole like Nazis taking over the United States government espionage storyline. Like that's kind of weird. Or a lot of kids aren't like, boy, do you think Captain America has PTSD from all of his time and fighting? Like, come on, man. They're kids' movies, but good cinema, lasting cinema. The stuff that really resonates usually are movies for young adults that stand the test of time.
That's you could say that Jurassic Park is a movie for kids. You know what I mean?
Yes. Indiana Jones.
Right.
Almost Spielberg's whole.
If you want to just write career. Off all genre movies as like they don't count because they're blockbusters and they're for kids, it's just short-sighted. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it just shows a lack of like open-mindedness. You know what I mean? And if you think that there can't be a balance, then that's the reason why movies don't succeed. You know what I mean? Like that's why the industry, the film industry has been struggling for so long, is because there's this like pushback and to be like, oh, you know, there can't be a sort of like partnership and coexistence of like auteur films, quote unquote, and blockbuster films. Like they all are valid, you know what I mean? And people are gonna like whatever they want to like. And if you're gonna sit up on your high horse and be like, oh, those people that like those movies, they don't understand movies, it's just like you're gonna be on an island by yourself, man.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, like a great example is me and the NFTs. I'm truly that's gonna be my grumpy old man thing. Like, and I'm, you know what, if I gotta take the hit on that one, I will die gracefully at the hands of a blockchain crypto noose around my neck. I'm like, they were right. as I fall to my NFT doom. Like,
but at least you have the capacity to be able to be like, maybe I was wrong on that.
Oh, you know what I mean? For sure.
Right? But I think that there are certain people probably that are just going to be like, nah, everybody else is wrong. I'm not wrong.
Yeah, and they're going to go, well, of course, all these lemmings are going to watch the Marvel movies in a pandemic. It's like, dudes, it's going to save your art form, right? Like, it's you got to just you have to trust that, like, mm-hmm. it's going to work out. And a lot of these movie houses are probably going to be saved because of these movies. And that
hopefully
it also shows you that when they release that video, they understand that responsibility. They understand, like, hey, we know that, like, a lot of you are waiting for us mm-hmm. to come back, and we're coming back, and we're gonna be in theaters. We're gonna that's not gonna change. We will always put these movies in, like, we will always have the El Capitan to go to,
yeah,
to see these Marvel movies, and that we're very grateful and blessed to be in a city that appreciates cinema. And I hope that all of the theaters around the country can start to open up. That's kind of it for Marvel news, but it was May 4th. We would be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about Star Wars. Question. Did you partake in any May 4th activities? What did you do?
I didn't. We even forgot to dress our daughter. It was funny because I dropped my daughter off at school. And I picked up my daughter from school, and I saw our niece there was wearing a Star Wars shirt, and I was like, I can't believe we fucking dropped the ball on having her wear one of her, like, all she has all these Baby Yoda shirts and Star Wars clothes, and I totally forgot about it when we were getting her dressed. I didn't do anything for May the 4th. I wished a bunch of people May the 4th be with you.
Hey, so. Man. That was we celebrated duty. The yep. podcast celebrated, had a solid pin drop. Thank you everybody for supporting and helping us continue to make this silly little show.
Hope everybody got their luminous beans.
Everybody got them. And you know, those, the, a lot of people bought the black luminous beans. They went for it. Not gonna lie. The pink, a little underrepresented. I was surprised. I thought people would be a little more bold, but lesson learned. Okay,
sleeping.
Guys,
people sleeping on that pink.
People sleeping on that pink. We still got some in the shop. Go get it. I can't say anything, and that's all I'm going to say, but I had a particularly special May 4th, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm just going to leave it at that. It was a very special May 4th for me, but I'm glad everybody out there had a good time. We haven't had a chance to jump into the Bad Batch. We promise you, we will cook up a Bad Batch. We're mostly waiting for Steve because we know how much Steve wants to talk about the Bad Batch.
He's our resident expert on all.
Yeah, he called Cisco and I said, guys, can you please just hold off on talking about the Bad Batch? I have a lot of opinions. I really, really loved it this week, and I really want people to know about it. So just know when Steve comes back, he'll probably take a solid 15, 20 minutes up top just to explain about, right? That's what he told you, right, Cisco? That's what he told me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. So I think, you know, let's keep it mellow this week. It's the month of Marvel. To me, that was the biggest chunk of news that came out in the entertainment world. Cisco, if the people want to find you, actually, before we do that, you got any recommendations for the people at home?
Wear a mask. Get vaccinated if you can.
Well, yes. Any pop culture? Anything you're enjoying?
Invincible, dude. If you haven't watched Invincible yet, you can watch all of them on Prime. I finally was able to finish it. I absolutely loved it. I think it is doing the same thing that I loved about The Boys, which is keeping all of the really good ideas from the series, the IP, and losing some of the extraneous stuff that it doesn't need. And it has one hell of a finale. That's all I'm going to say. Wonderful finale. Can't wait for season two. They already announced season two and three. Let's keep it going with the Invincible series. I love it. That's the big one that I'm super into. Oh, I'm catching up on the Chef show. I've been watching.
Is it an old season that you're finally watching again, or did they come out with a new one that I missed?
I don't know. Three is the newest one.
Okay. Yeah. I've caught that one. It's great.
So I'm watching all those, which has been really fun. I love watching Roy's.
I just the one
I
it.
Really love the Sam Raimi one.
Oh, it's great.
The Sam Raimi one tripped me out, dude.
They make bread, right?
They make bread. They make bread and they also make pasta.
It's awesome.
Sam Raimi has such a quirky and weird personality, and like having him be in there with Favreau and Roy Choi was so funny, dude. It was really, really entertaining, but I also love sourdough bread. So watching them make sourdough bread got me all like jittery because I wanted some. How about you, man?
I'm trying to think. In terms of recommendations, I got a couple of books that I haven't jumped into yet, but I guess I'll just throw them out on the show. I got Action Bronson's new book, Fuck It, I'll Start Tomorrow, which is kind of his journey into fitness and weight loss. And I got the authentic book about the founder of Vans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't started that either, but for sure going to dive in there. And then something fun just to kind of shout out is we collectively, the show, we took over the Pure Noise Spotify this month, and we got to make a fun playlist. And I'm a big fan of a lot of the bands on Pure Noise Records. We've had Cahill on the show. So I put together a playlist of just some kind of tunes that I'm jamming on. I threw some stuff on there too, like Mac Miller, Tyler, the Creator, some stuff that I know Cisco and Steve kind of jam on. But fair warning, if you're not a punk fan, it's probably not the playlist for you. But if you want to check out some new music and maybe try some new shit, I curated it. And Cisco and Steve just kind of like have been checking it out. I've been talking a lot about it. I'm really excited about it. So go check it out.
Throw the link into the show notes.
Yeah, so the link's in the show notes. If you're a Spotify user, you can listen to it. And just know, if you're like, horrible taste, what is this horrible taste? Just know Cisco and Steve had nothing to do with it. I have the bad taste in music, so don't give them any shit. If you're like, what's with all the pop punk, you losers? They had nothing to do with it. I take full responsibility if you hate it. So with that being said, Cisco, where can people find you at home?
They can find me on Twitter and Instagram, CiscoKidWith2D77.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Alex_Backus or at Alex Backus. And we will see you next time with Steve. Later.
What's up, guys? I'm here at Pixar. I'm about to go in, start working on a collaboration project with Pixar.
Just kidding, man. I don't play that soft little baby shit, man. That's Satan all day, that evil Satan stuff, heavy metal shit, man. I don't fuck around with little baby shit like that.